Have Tristan's going to have some devotions for us, with followed by some singing by some groups, some small groups. We're going to have a couple small groups, children's skit, and then a song by everyone at the end. So hope you enjoy, and just feel free to sing along.
Name is great and your heart. worship your holy name.
And Tristan will now have the devotions for us.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for coming to our youth night tonight. And the theme for the night is faith, and I will start by reading the story of Abraham as he went to offer Isaac on Mount Moriah. So you can turn to Genesis chapter 22, verse 1, if you have your Bibles. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham, here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham replied, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord was called unto him from the heavens, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand by the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on the earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me." So Abraham's faith in God saved his son's life and then enabled his descendants to be as numerous and as numerous as the sand on the seashore and the stars in the sky. And his son, he saved because of his faith in God. If he wouldn't have had as much faith in God and killed his son right away, it would have been too late. But he had faith enough that he stopped right away when the angel called him. So now I'm going to read a little bit from Hebrews 11. You can turn there, verse 1, which is called the faith chapter. Read a few verses from there. "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith Enoch was taken from his life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. But by faith, he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness that is in keeping with faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who is heirs with him for the same promise. For he was looking forward to the day, to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and countless as the sand on the seashore. And all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on the earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had the opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. And as I said, our theme for the evening is faith, so I hope that you can learn more about faith and see our theme through our singing and our skit tonight. Let's bow for prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day and for the opportunity that we have to come to church and to have a service. And I thank you for allowing Abraham to have faith in you that he could save his son from death. And I pray that you just be with us as we present our program tonight. Just help us to do it safely and smoothly as we go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sing the song of love.
precious Jesus, I am ready to surrender every care. Take my hand now, lead me closer. Lord, I need to meet you. Join us in that river. Come find life beyond compare. He is calling, He is waiting. Jesus longs to meet you there. Precious Jesus, you there.
Okay, so it's time now for the skit, and we thought maybe we'd have all the kids come up here to the front rows up here, sing a couple songs while they're all getting ready for the skit. So if you all want to come up here. You want to sit back here? Yeah, that's good. Awesome. Y'all situated? Okay, so first off here we have the coloring song. So, y'all ready to sing with us? Let's see here. Let's go. Red is the color of the blood that flowed down the face of someone who loved us so. He's a perfect man, he's the Lord.
He's the Lamb of God, he's the only one. Every knee shall
picture, if you will, five ordinary high school students living in one ordinary town, making ordinary choices, feeling they have ordinary integrity. Each has friends, each has family, each has expectations that life will be fair, that the people in their lives will be faithful, that the decisions of their lives will be made faithfully. Consider what might happen if the idea of being faithful was taken out of their ordinary world just for a moment.
And the conclusion of the poem helps the reader to understand that faithfulness is the most significant theme at work in the poet's experience. There, done. An entire English theme paper totally completed by 8 p.m. Not bad.
Hello? Kate, it's Jess. Hey, Jess. Hi. Listen, I'm starting that term paper for advanced English. 10 pages on one poem? There's no way.
Actually, I was just finishing up.
That's what I was hoping to hear. I can't even get this thing started. What can you give me?
Well, I guess I could email my outline or maybe my introduction or something. Would that help?
No.
Oh. You want the whole thing?
Jess, I put a lot of thought into this. I mean, not that you wouldn't add your own thoughts or anything, but I was feeling pretty good about my work on this paper. I mean...
Don't even think of going holier thou on me, Kate. I've got one word. Mason.
Yeah, I know. I owe you for that.
I mean, I guess that wasn't a big deal, right? Nothing that saved your life and kept your mom and dad off your case. Wow, Kate, it's not like you love English class. What's your problem?
No, you're right. Let's meet at the coffee house. I can explain my notes in person. 10 minutes, okay?
This ordinary girl had a rough time of it at home. While mom and dad had their weekly fight, she took care of her sister and brother and didn't find the time to study for calculus. Jess helped her cheat on the midterms, or rather, Jess helped her maintain her grade on the midterm. In this faithless world, Kate owes her friends. If you want to keep the world fair, you have to pay up.
This is stupid. How much longer does my sister expect me to just sit here? I promise I'll pick you up on time. You won't have to wait. Yeah, right. Come on, answer. Answer.
Yeah, well, you totally didn't hear this from me. But Kel's parents are probably getting divorced, and her sister is hanging out with a group of total druggies. I can't believe it. It's completely embarrassing. We have nothing in common.
What? Jules?
Well, I know we're best friends, and I would never let Kel down for anything. And... But I can't help it if she's a total loser, can I? I mean, what do you expect, that I don't have an opinion on her or anything? I mean, I guess I can still be her friend as long as she doesn't start acting like her sister.
Okay, sister. Please say you didn't forget about me tonight.
An ordinary girl, waiting to be picked up from sports practice, and her best friend since the third grade forgets that she should watch where she gossips. But Kel can't really be angry. After all, her sister does have problems. It makes sense that Jules is embarrassed. In a world without faithfulness, we can't expect anything to be fair. All-star, leader at school, leader at church, dates the right girl, has the right friends. In our ordinary scene, Nat is loved by his teachers, his family, and his team, and he can't let them down. Good thing faithfulness is out of the equation. No rules, values, or beliefs to hold him back. He can make his decision without integrity getting in the way. Picture, if you will, 5 ordinary high school students living in one ordinary town, making ordinary choices, feeling they have ordinary integrity. Each has friends, each has family, each has expectations that life will be fair, that the people in their lives will be faithful, that the decisions of their lives will be made faithfully. Consider what might happen if the idea of being faithful is taken out of their ordinary world, just for a moment. This is what it means to live a life without God.
There we go. We had a skit there about some 3 different stories there about people who didn't have faith in God and did things that they probably shouldn't have done. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that. You're good to go back to your parents now. We'll have some more singing for you guys.
Thank you. On the last verse, you guys can all join in with us.
We're going to sing three verses. We're singing three verses, and the third verse you can join in. This song has four verses.
There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tinted skies with heavenly hue and framed the world with his great might.
There is a God.
There is a God. Should know who speaks from his inspired word.
There is a God.
There is a God.
Much better from up here than back there.
Standing at the crossroads of faith and deepest fear, so afraid of failing if you move on from here. The road ahead is steep, but you're not giving up, 'cause God's about to take you to a brand new place of trust. Take a step of faith, it's time to move. Lay aside your fears and watch what God will do. There's victory ahead, that mountain's not too high. Friend, hold on, 'cause you're about to climb. Higher heights await you beyond what you have dreamed, and they're yours for the taking if you dare to believe. So leave your doubts behind and let God make you brave, 'cause he has gone before you and he's already made a way. Take a step of faith, it's time to move. Lay aside your fears and watch what God will do. There's victory ahead, that mountain's not too high. Friend, hold on, 'cause you're about to climb. You may feel you can't go on, it just seems too hard, but put your hand in his, he will take you to the stars. Take a step of faith, it's time to move. Lay aside your fears and watch what God will do. There's victory ahead, that mountain.
mountains not too high. Friend, hold on, 'cause you're about to climb. There's victory ahead. That mountain's not too high. Friend, hold on, 'cause you're about to climb. To
But yeah, a lot of talent.